We do have our text slot, and we welcome Brother Faisal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa barakatuhu to you, Sister Anisa, and to the listeners of Radio Islam International.
Well, I hope you're doing well, and I see we've got quite a lineup for this morning.
Yeah, I'm doing well, alhamdulillah. Jazakallah to everyone for the du'as and the well wishes as I fought COVID-19. And I extend those well wishes and du'as to all those that are suffering with COVID-19, and to make dua that all those that have passed away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the higher stages of Jannah. I would also urge the listeners to please make dua for my brother, who is battling COVID-19 as well, but he's got it worse than I am, and he's currently in hospital. So please, I urge you to make dua for him as well.
May Allah grant him shifa'i kamila, ameen. Right, so let's start with Apple.
Well, basically what they have announced is a major update to its 27-inch iMac featuring faster Intel processors, up to 10 cores, double the memory capacity, next generation AMD graphics, super fast SSD, and the list just goes on. And basically what Apple's senior director of Mac and iPad products marketing says, that customers are relying on the Mac for enhanced performance. We know it's a good computer for graphics and for marketing and to do all lot of designing, that sort of stuff. So just to quote him, he says, with blazing performance, double the memory, SSDs across the line, with quadruple the storage, and even more stunning Retina 5K display, a better camera, higher fidelity, and studio quality mics, the 27-inch Mac is loaded with new features at the same price. But he also said that the Mac OS Big Sur, which is entirely a new enhancement to the key apps, which is new software, Safari is packed with new features, customizable startup page, more powerful tabs, will obviously be coming this fall when the new iPhones are released. So that is something we need to look forward to. And then just pricing, obviously the new Macs are not cheap. They start off at around £1,799, which comes out to about 40,730 Rand. And then the new 27-inch iMac is available also to order, so you go into the Apple store. And then the other one, starting at £1,099, which is around 24,800 Rand, and then also £499, which is around 113,000 Rand. So it is quite expensive. But for those people that do a lot of hardcore work or extensive work and heavy-duty work, then obviously the iMac really helps a lot. Based for people that do this on a daily basis and their primary work is graphic designing and marketing, I think it's a good investment because there's no other computer, I think, that can do as much of the grunt work as how an iMac can do.
Oh, definitely.
One of the things, obviously, that was a big story this week was the launch of the Samsung Galaxy Note 20 and Note 20 Ultra devices. So that was very, very, very exciting this week. A lot of people looking forward to that, including myself. I was invited for a virtual event by Samsung South Africa, and the global event was around 4 p.m. South African time. So basically, they've taken innovation to the next level, unveiling 5 flagship devices, Sister Nisa, in its Galaxy Note range, with the Note 20, the Note 20 Ultra, it's got an enhanced S Pen, the Galaxy Z Fold 2, they unveiled the Tab 7 and Tab 7 Plus, the Galaxy Watch 3, and also Galaxy Buds Live. So there's 5 devices that Samsung has unveiled. Just to give some specs quickly, the Note 20 boasts a 6.7-inch flat FHD Plus Super AMOLED Plus Infinity O display, and will be available in 2 5G variants, 8 gigs of RAM with 256 gigs internal storage, and then also 8 gigs of RAM plus 128 gigs internal storage, while the 4G variant will come in 8 gigs of RAM and 256 gig internal storage. The Note 20 Ultra features a 6.9-inch Quad HD Plus Dynamic AMOLED 2x Infinity O display and HDR10 plus certified 120Hz refresh rate. So that's quite remarkable. It will arrive in 3 variants, 12 gigs of RAM with 512 gigs internal storage, 12 gigs of RAM with 256 gigs internal storage, and 12 gigabytes of RAM with 128 gigs internal storage, while the 4G models will come in 8 gigs of RAM with 512 gigabytes of internal storage and 8 gigs of RAM with 256 gigs of internal storage. And then the Note 20 is powered by a 4300 mAh battery, while the Note 20 Ultra has a 4500 milliamp battery as well. And then just to give some specifications on the camera, the Note 20 boasts a triple camera that comprises a 64-megapixel primary camera sensor supplemented by two 12-megapixel lenses. The S Pen has also been improved over the previous generation, offering four times lower latency for improved responses. So, you know, a lot of features with the new Galaxy Note 20, and some of the details of that when it's available for South Africans. The Note 20 range will be available in South Africa from the 21st of August, and pre-orders have already opened on the Samsung website. So customers who pre-order the Note 20 device, they'll be gifted with a 4,000 voucher to either top up their purchase with a Galaxy Watch 3 or a Buds Live. So you can choose the new Galaxy Watch as well. And then customers who pre-order the Note 20 will get 24 months of Samsung Care Plus for 500. And I think that's very important, considering that these flagships are very, very beautiful, but they're also delicate at the same time. And then Samsung also has a trade-in program for the Note 20 that will give buyers up to 10,000 for their old Samsung devices. So if you've got an old Samsung device and you want to trade it in and possibly want a new Note, check out their trade-in program as well. Now we come on to the price. So the base Note 20 retails for around 25,000 yen. The 5G variant around 28,000 yen, while the Note 20 Ultra is priced from around 37,000 yen. And in terms of color, I think this is truly, truly amazing. I was mesmerized with it, and I think the whole country is mesmerized with it. In terms of color, you will get the Note 20 Mystic Gray, the bronze is absolutely stunning, and then the Mystic Green, and then the Ultra in Mystic Bronze and Black and White as well. Now, for those that want to see the hands-on experience for the Samsung devices, the Galaxy Note 20, Note 20 Plus, the tablet, the Buds, and the other devices as well, I was invited by Samsung head office. So basically, like I said, there is a hands-on experience with the Samsung devices. And I made a YouTube video about it. You can check it out on my YouTube channel. And they can get an idea of what the devices look like, what they're capable of. I also had an interview with the CEO of Samsung South Africa and Africa, Mr. Sung Yoon. You can listen to him there as well. So check out that YouTube channel on my YouTube channel at Faisal Patel, and you can see what the phone looks like. The article is also available on my website, so you can check it out there as well. And then in the coming weeks, inshallah, I will be giving away a prize on the show, possibly. And for you to be eligible to enter, all you have to do is just subscribe to my YouTube channel, and inshallah, we'll announce that in the coming weeks.
All right, inshallah, jazakallah khair for that. So we move on to the Forge app, which introduces Gauteng hiking maps. Got it right now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we know that the lockdown restrictions are being eased. You can now travel within your own province, and you can go to leisure spots as well. So what Forge has done, obviously, it's a wonderful, wonderful app. With the current COVID-19 lockdown ending, albeit very, very slowly, South Africa's free, and I must mention it, free homegrown hiking navigation app Forge has announced the release of new hiking maps for Gauteng. So, you know, within your own province, you can travel anywhere, and sometimes people want to go hiking and they want to get out after being stuck, you know, in the home all the time. So since launching in 2019 in Cape Town, over 1,300 kilometers of the trails have been added to the ever-expanding mapping database. So while Gauteng may not be regarded as a trail capital of South Africa, among all the cars, traffic and hustle and mine dump dust and many other things, our areas with trails that offer something for everyone along the quartzite ridges, grasslands, the flays, the urban forests and wooded valleys. So if you want to check out that app, it's available for Android and for the Apple devices as well. So check it out, and you know, if you are into hiking, it will give you some sort of reprieve from being stuck at home all the time. You know, with being cooped up at home, you can go out and take the family. And we know that the Kruger Park obviously is the best outdoor activities, but within Gauteng, we also have a plethora of activities and hiking trails as well. And this app which is the Forge app. Check it out on the Android Play Store and also the Apple Store, where you can get this app, and it will give you some indication of where you can go within Gauteng.
All right, and then we move on to the Discovery app, which is now available on the Huawei Apple Gallery platform, and Huawei's launch of the first 5G phone for mid-range smartphone market.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of people were apprehensive about the Huawei App Gallery, saying that some of the apps are not available. Well, for those that have Discovery Medical Aids, you don't have to worry. And if you've got a Huawei device, that this particular app is now available on the Huawei store. So that's the Discovery Bank app. And basically what they're ensuring is that the bank users now have access to this app across multiple platforms and can use it from anywhere in South Africa. So there was concern that it was not available for Huawei devices. Now, the app gallery for Huawei has over 400 million active monthly users, sister Lisa, worldwide, and it secured its position as a top three app marketing places globally, even though they only launched it in 2018. And then locally, Huawei has partnered with a number of companies who create apps, banking apps, and many others as well, that are key to the daily life of South Africans, which includes, as I mentioned, banking apps, so people can manage their financial present and future. So don't be worried that if you've got a Huawei device that you're not going to get access to certain apps. The App Gallery has a lot of these apps, so all you have to do is just check it out. And then we're also speaking about the first 5G phone for the mid-range smartphone market. We know that 5G is obviously goes into the higher echelons and the premium smartphone ranges. So to meet more diverse needs for photography and videography in the 5G era, the Huawei P40 Lite 5G, just to give you some specs, is equipped with a 64-megapixel high-res AI quad camera system. This includes a 64-megapixel main camera, 8-megapixel super wide-angle camera, a 2-megapixel bokeh camera, and 2-megapixel macro camera as well. And for those who want to shoot videos in 4K, it also has an ultra-high-definition shooting mode. The Huawei P40 Lite's 5G cameras uses AI image stabilization to shoot 4K videos with very, very crisp details, even in low light situation. It's also equipped with the Kirin 820 processor. The chipset is the key to the P40 Lite 5G, powerful 5G capabilities and overall performance. So we know that 5G is making an emergence in South Africa, so this will be obviously affordable to those in the mid-range segment. And then when users play games on the, just to give you an idea, when users play games on the Huawei P40 Lite 5G in a 5G network area, they can enjoy the dual advantages of having a fast download speed and low latency. Now, just to give you an idea, downloading a 2 gigabyte game with a 4G network can take about 10 minutes. With 5G, it only takes about 1 minute. Speaking of efficiency, the P40 Lite 5G comes with a 4,000 mAh battery. It's got a 6.5-inch punch full-view display with an FHD Plus resolution of about 2,400 by 1,080 pixels. And now, obviously, people want to know when it's available. From the 1st of August, obviously, it's already available. It comes in space silver, midnight black. Also, it comes with 15 gigabytes of free iCloud storage for 12 months. And also Huawei video film box access for 3 months, valid until the 31st of December. And then if you're one of the first 1,000 people to buy this particular phone, you'll get 1 gig of data and 500 in airtime as well. And then it can be purchased from the Huawei online store. The best part is obviously the price. It's a 5G phone, but at a very, very good price, just around 9,499. So that's not expensive, considering that there are non-5G variants of smartphones at even more expensive prices.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. All right, and then we move on to cars. And we're looking at the Volvo XC90 Recharge Plug-in Hybrid T8. Tell me about that, because the Volvo happens to be one of my favorites, and I'm into the S40, although I'm sure it's an older version of the Volvo.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I love electric cars. Unfortunately, we don't have full electric cars in South Africa. I hope the Tesla one day will come here. So basically what Volvo has done, the XC90 Recharge Plug-in Hybrid T8 was honored at the inaugural What Car Electric Car Awards. So the honors obviously keep coming in for Volvo's flagship model with the announcement that the XC90 Recharge Plug-in has won the Hybrid 7-Seater of the Year Award in the first What Car Electric Awards. Now the accolade further emphasizes the luxury SUV status. Also received the best plug-in hybrid honors in the General Watt Awards in 2019 and 2020, plus the 2019 Best Used Hybrid title. So basically, they describe the XC90 Recharge T8 as an outstanding plug-in hybrid package. It is luxurious, spacious, quick. Although it is a large vehicle, I mean, it's obviously for family, its pure electric driving range is considered plenty to electrify most commutes or school runs. So for moms taking their children to school and just doing gentle city driving, it's absolutely wonderful. To give some specs on the engine, it has a 303 HP 2-liter petrol engine with an 87 HP electric motor in what's the most potent powertrain in that particular range. And then some speed stats as well, acceleration from 0 to 100 kilometers an hour in just 5.8 seconds. The XC90 Recharge is available in two main grades, the R design and inscription, and the higher specification Pro versions of both. Standard features include four-zone climate control system. It's got LED headlights and heated power adjustable front seats and some other features as well. And then sensors connectivity provides a 9-inch touchscreen to coordinate the car's navigation and multimedia functions, voice control, access to the Volvo On-Call Connected Services platform, and a SIM card with 100 gigs of data. So, actually wonderful vehicle. The Volvo City Safety Package of the Active Safety System is also provided as standard-on versions. And we know that the Swedish company, I mean, Volvo is renowned for being the safest car in the world.
Yeah.
So I love this car, and I'm sure, hopefully, we will see it, you know, on our road soon.
Oh, inshallah. All right, and then we have BCX launching a new division under its IT solution portfolio. Now, in the current situation, that's quite a feat.
Yeah, absolutely. We know that a lot of people have been stuck at home, especially with COVID-19, working from home as well. So we know that BCX is South Africa's leading technology company, and it launched a new division under its IT solutions portfolio. It's called BCS EXA, EXA, and will advise and co-create digital transformation solutions with its customers and clients. A selected team of basically software engineers and other experts will form the BCS EXA and will focus on capabilities including the digital advisory and consulting, software engineering and integration, digital automation, all of services they can be providing as well. And then for business to thrive in the fourth industrial revolution, we know South Africa is in the midst of that. BCX believes that it requires dedication to build an ecosystem that enables effortless innovation. Now, just to conclude on that particular story, BCX EXA will provide a go-to-market solution as well as digital journeys that map out processes and solutions for integration and connectedness within a business. So absolutely wonderful. And then since inception, this division has already proven itself by co-creating a groundbreaking solution like the COVID Connect solution. I think that's very important considering the pandemic in the country. For the Department of Health, so he created that particular solution. In addition, the teams also built Yep, which is a digital marketplace and e-commerce platform to service small and medium businesses for telecom business. So that's very important considering that small businesses are really struggling in South Africa.
Absolutely. Oh, Brother Faisal, JazakAllah khair for that. I think your bird is looking for your attention there.
Yeah, I know. He troubles me constantly, especially on a Sunday, you know, when you're on air and sometimes, you know, I was doing news at home. I even did an interview with the BBC a while back, and the interviewer had to stop midway and ask me, you know, if I got a parrot in the background who's trying to steal the show away from me and from another interview. So, yeah, you know, but it keeps me sort of entertained. And sometimes you get mad at the kids, and he uses the expletives, which I can't mention in the air, obviously. But he's confused us, Sister Nisa, and, you know, sometimes these animals and birds really do keep us going. I know my mom loves her bird, and, you know, he keeps her entertained. I always mimic the alarm, you know, our alarm at home.
Yeah.
Like we're switching it off, and, you know, sometimes the phone ringing and typing, and I don't know how many times my wife picked up the phone and thought the phone was ringing, and it wasn't. It was actually the bird that is actually fooling us. So, yeah, you know, it's pets are a wonderful thing. Another topic for another day, of course.
Yeah. Well, we had one, and it gave my mother endless problems because it imitated our kettle. And, yeah, it knew the expletive too. So, yeah, I understand exactly. And it knows when to use them, so to cause you embarrassment. But Jazakallah khair. We'll speak to you again next week, inshallah.
Absolutely looking forward to it. Remember that all the stories that you heard on Radio Islam this morning is available on my website at faisalpatel.com and also on Radio Islam as well. And then for the listeners, if you want to check out the hands-on experience with the Galaxy Note 20 and Note 20 Ultra, check out my YouTube channel. I do have a comprehensive video there as well. And remember, inshallah, that I will be giving away a prize on my YouTube channel. So look out for that on my YouTube channel. All you have to do is just subscribe and, you know, be a follower of my YouTube channel. And inshallah, we'll announce that in the coming weeks as well. And if there's any other questions, you can just tweet me on at FaisalPatel143. Also on Instagram at FaisalPatel143. And if you prefer email, just mail me on Faisal@radioislam.co.za. Inshallah, I will then try to answer as many questions as I can, Sister Lisa.
Shukran for that, and we'll speak to you again next week, inshallah. Glad to have you back.
Absolutely. Jazakallah for the opportunity. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Oh, that was Brother Faisal Patel taking us through our text lot with the added bird sounds in the back there as well.